A parade is set for tomorrow morning to celebrate the Oklahoma City Thunder's NBA championship. Details on a plan to clean up contaminated sites in Oklahoma City, and agriculture leaders are taking precautions against a migrating pest. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 23rd. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma City Thunder claimed its first NBA championship Sunday night. Abigail Sikowski talked with Thunder fans after the win.
That's the sound of Oklahoma City Thunder fans celebrating their squad's first championship. Sip Alvarez was among the crowd at local bar Social Capital for the game. He says he never expected to experience a victory like this.
We're breaking through the boundaries of what people would call a small city, and we're ready. Very proud to be an Oklahoman. Very proud they entrusted us with a team and that we've come this far.
Alvarez works as a painting contractor in OKC, but he says he's not expecting his employees to come into work today as they celebrate the victory. As Oklahoma City's only Big Four sports franchise, this is the city's first ever major championship in a professional sport. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
To celebrate the championship, Oklahoma City is hosting a parade tomorrow morning. The route will snake through downtown before ending at Scissortail Park. Mayor David Holt says the event will be a great way to showcase OKC.
You'll see what's awesome about Oklahoma City in the 500,000 people watching. You know, that's going to be an amazing moment, unifying our city like we've never seen before.
The city anticipates 500,000 people or more at the event. Attendees should prepare for big crowds, long walks, and hot conditions. Traffic is expected to be heavy, and InBark will offer park and ride locations from the State Fairgrounds, the Capitol, and Remington Park. For more information and to see the parade route, location of cooling stations, and more, visit OKCParade.com. The Environmental Protection Agency plans to give $500,000 to Oklahoma City to clean up abandoned or contaminated sites. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on how the city plans to use the money.
Brownfields usually have harmful environmental contaminants like asbestos or mold. Oklahoma has dozens of these sites that have either already been cleaned up or are in the queue. The Oklahoma City Council recently approved money for a four-year assessment of brownfields. The money will also be used for restoring or planning for development at the sites. The city says the grant is mainly looking at the area south of Northeast 8th Street, the Northeast 23rd and Martin Luther King Corridor, and the Core to Shore area. The city says its brownfields grants now total more than $15 million and have resulted in revived spaces like Scissortail Park and the First National Center. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released a plan to prevent the spread of the New World screwworm. Anna Pope reports, the pest has been advancing northward from Central America and has Oklahoma's agriculture industry worried.
The New World screwworm is a fly that lays eggs in the wounds of living animals. Its larvae burrow into healthy flesh, causing illness or death. Before it was weeded out of the U.S. in the 1960s, it plagued the lives of producers and livestock. Recently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture suspended live cattle, horses, and bison imports along the southern border as the insect has spread to parts of Mexico. Now the department has released a five-pronged plan to fight the fly. This includes steps to prevent its spread in Mexico, catch and treat stray or illegally introduced livestock, and spend $8.5 million to build a sterile insect dispersal facility in Texas, which is slated to be completed in 6 months. In a social media post, Republican Congressman Frank Lucas of Cheyenne praised Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins' effort and called it a tremendous step in the right direction. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.